You are listening to The Wave Southend, your new go-to local mental health and wellbeing podcast. I'm Tamara and I'll be your host for today's episode of The Wave. How are you doing, Amanda?
Good, thank you. That's what I introduced myself and a little bit about the charity that I work for.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So my name is Amanda Healy and I'm the deputy manager of the SVP charity in Southend. We're a local charity, but we're also national and international. So it was Daniel Couchy who set up the one based in Southend many, many years ago. And I think during the pandemic, it really started, I suppose, to help a lot more people in the community. So how I started off was I basically started cooking at home with my kiddies for all those homeless people who were put into B&Bs. And so we just cook and deliver meals to them maybe two or three nights a week.
Okay.
And got to know Daniel. And then I started volunteering after we came out of the pandemic. And I was lucky enough that a job was advertised and I did get employed within the charity, which I'm very grateful.
Amazing.
But I still do my volunteer hours as well, even though I am a member of staff.
Okay, so if you haven't caught our last episode, we were joined by Rachel Rooks at SAVS to discuss loneliness in preparation for the Marmalade Trust Loneliness and Awareness Week. So we've just been introduced to Amanda Healy, who is working at St. Vincent's, and she's here to talk to us today about loneliness and about loneliness in the community. Thank you for that introduction. Starting with some questions, just thinking about what you do at St. Vincent's, how can being lonely affect a person's mental health?
I think for us, we deal with this every single day because of the clients and the guests that we've in. A lot of them are on the street, you know, and it is a very lonely place on the street because we do outreach four or five nights a week. So we go and we'll visit them, and sometimes they're all by themselves, and it really does affect their mental health. You know, a lot of the time the guys will come to the centre throughout the day and we'll have conversations with them, but there will be suicidal thoughts sometimes.
Yeah.
But the good thing is we do work in partnerships with other charities in the area and EPUT. So we do signpost these guys if their mental health is really poor. We've psychotherapists in one day a week.
Right.
We have mental health nurse. So we're obviously not trained.
Yeah.
You know, we've done the training, as in we've done trauma, we've done mental health first aid, suicide awareness, all the staff have done that. But we do have other people who are more qualified to deal with this.
Right.
But yeah, it is. And I think a lot of the time we'll have, you know, families come in, mums, you know, and they're really struggling financially.
Yeah.
And it really does affect their mental health. But I think for them, we're kind of a little safe haven for them. They can come in. There's always a smile when they come. They can have tea, coffee, lunch, and we just sit and chat with them. We've a lovely room upstairs that basically if somebody's very anxious, they can go up there and just switch off. They can read a book or listen to a bit of music if they want to.
Right, like a haven.
Yes, it is.
Amazing. So how can we deal, if you're thinking about a conversation that you'd have with somebody who's come to see you about how they're feeling about loneliness, what do you tell them about how they can deal with those feelings of loneliness?
I think the first thing is that, you know, try and keep them busy.
Right.
Because a lot of the time with, you know, people that do come to us and they say that they're lonely, they're just sitting at home, you know, and they're not doing anything. And we try and encourage them to come to the centre, you know, even if it's just for an hour a day, just to come down, interact with somebody. We have we've a programme, activity programme set up every afternoon, so we can take them to the allotment, or we do a film club on a Friday, and it's just to keep their brain, I think, a little bit busy.
Right.
And they're not at home kind of dwelling on things and that feeling of loneliness.
Lovely. So yeah, so keeping themselves busy. Give them something else to think about. Yeah.
And sometimes what we will do is we'll encourage them, if they'd like, they can become a volunteer with us. So we'll sign them up, and if it's helping the food bank, bank or helping the allotment or helping the kitchen, it's very rewarding for them, you know, if they can actually give something back.
Yeah, giving them that purpose.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. So how can we help others who might be feeling lonely if we think that there's somebody that is struggling with their mental health and struggling with those feelings of loneliness? What can we do to help them ourselves?
I think the first thing is, you know, have those open conversations, because there is a bit of a taboo, isn't there, even still with mental health. And I think if you can have those open conversations with people saying, actually, this is really normal and so many people go through it.
Yeah.
And I think to reach out for help if you are feeling lonely, if you are suffering from your mental health, talk to friends, talk to family, signpost, I think, you know, we're a firm believer in signposting to either other local services or charities.
Yeah.
And that thing of keeping them busy, I think, and
involving them.
Involving within the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So SVP, what is SVP and what does the charity aim to do?
So SVP is St Vincent de Paul. It's obviously national and international charity. I think they're Daniel, my manager, he is Australian and they are huge in Australia. And his mum actually was involved with SVP, so I think that's why he has the love, you know, for the SVP. It was where I'm from in Ireland, it's absolutely huge, really, really big. So I knew about it when obviously I came to the UK. So their aim is, I suppose, to help vulnerable and people just needy in the community. I think in the UK, every centre that we have, you know, might be different. Our one mainly concentrates on people who are homeless and vulnerable, but not necessarily other centres would concentrate. Some concentrate on immigrants or people with financial difficulty.
Right.
And it's just basically to help people in the community, whatever they're struggling with.
Right, okay, fantastic. So marginalised people, people who need that support. Could you tell me some more about your role within the charity? So what is it that you do, Amanda, within the charity?
No problem. So I'm the deputy manager and I kind of, help with the support workers down there and obviously help down the manager. So no 2 days are the same, as in we open our doors at 11. So kind of 9 to 11 is prepping, and if we have to make any appointments, we open our doors at 11. Anybody can come in, sit down, have a cup of tea, coffee. They'll get lunch. We have a pool table down there, so we play pool with the guys. Just have a general chit-chat with them. And then throughout the day, I suppose, if anyone comes, I'll have a meeting with them. So it might be that there might be family who are struggling with electric or gas. So we'll just fill in a form and then we'll send somebody who'll maybe top up their electric and gas for them.
Okay.
Or if somebody needs phone credit, we'll do that.
Right.
Or if there's somebody really in need, it could be like a family that they might need a new bed for their kids. And so what we'll do is we'll do a referral form, we'll apply for a grant, and usually we get that and we'll provide that bed. Or even if it's simple things like a toaster and a kettle for, you know, somebody who's moved into a new flat, we'll get that. What else do we, so we'll take appointments as well, take appointments for, because we have a dentist once a month that comes on site, a mobile dentist, so we'll book people in to see that dentist. What else? The psychotherapist. We'll book people in to see the psychotherapist, because I think when you're down there every day, you identify, you know, who needs what by just having general chit chats with them. What else? I'm trying to think. Oh, the other thing that we do is people who don't have a fixed abode or don't have identification, we're able to open bank accounts for them.
Amazing.
Yeah, with a local bank, which is great. I think so far we're up to, I think it's about 30 bank accounts we've opened.
Amazing.
And these people had no chance of opening bank accounts with HSBC. And it means a lot of the time what they would have done, what they would have used maybe a friend's bank account. And they wouldn't have access to the money when they wanted to. But yeah, we've opened about 29 bank accounts, which is great. That's just that independence.
That's amazing. I suppose that helps people into employment and it helps.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if they don't have a bank account, they can't access universal credit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just they're on the back burner, you know, with things. What else about the charity? I'm just trying to think. We have a food bank, so anyone can come down and just do a self-referral form. Yeah. They can get food. Obviously, I mentioned about the clothes bank as well. And the really exciting thing is we did get awarded last year by the High Sheriff of Essex. We got the top award.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which was really good. And we have a documentary coming out in July. So we had Shane Ritchie down with us last year and he spent a day filming with us,
yeah.
Which was great. It was lovely with all our clients and it was just... he just spoke with people who were on the street, visited them,
yeah.
They gave their story, told their story, and yeah, I think it was an eye-opener,
yeah.
But it's, I think it's really good to expose, I suppose,
absolutely, give those people a voice. It really does sound like St Vincent's is helping to give those people
and
a
that's
voice
what we did and yeah, hopefully some channel, it was with DT Film Productions, so hopefully one of the channels will pick it up and it'll be aired on TV at
wow.
some point, which is really exciting for the centre.
It definitely sounds like you guys are busy.
Yes,
you guys
we are
really
very
busy on a day-to-day basis.
Really, really busy.
Okay, so how can SVP help someone who's in a vulnerable situation or feeling lonely? What does the charity offer? I feel like we have covered that.
Basically, as soon as someone knocks on that door,
yeah,
we always, you know, no matter what member of staff, we're there with a friendly smile, welcoming. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter what your situation is, you know. We've had people who, at one point, they were donating to our food bank and now they're coming to use our food bank, you know, and that doesn't matter. We're non-judgmental.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has a past. We don't care about that past, you know. And we're just genuinely there to help people.
That's nice.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter, you know, we say to them, no matter how small or how big, you know, your need is, we will try and help. We can't promise, you know, but we genuinely will try and help, you know, whoever comes to our door.
Fantastic. What can people do in the community to give to St Vincent's? How do we help? Can people listening, if they wanted to make donations, if they wanted to donate money or clothing
That's
or
really
food,
good.
What can we do to help? Yeah. What can the people of Southend do to help St Vincent's?
So the first thing is our food bank. It's never ever been so low and the demand has been so high.
Yeah.
As in, as soon as food is coming in, it's just going out just as fast.
Right.
You know, we're probably doing, I don't know, 10, 12 food parcels a day, and some days it can be more, and you can't say no to people. These people are desperate, and a lot of the time, you know, it takes a lot for somebody to walk through the door saying, I need help, you know, and especially for families, you know. So the first thing would be is if anyone can put some extra bits into their shopping basket when they go shopping and drop it to Unit 9 S Short Street, that would be a huge, huge help. Or even online shopping.
Yeah.
You know, people could do an online shop and get it delivered to the centre.
Absolutely. And I suppose dried and canned goods are going to be...
Yeah. So our biggest...
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time, what we will do is we... For instance, if we find somebody street homeless, we'll signpost them, obviously, to HARP or, you know, to the council. But HARP might be full, which, you know...
Yeah.
That's fine, and the council, you know, they might have nowhere to put them on the day. So what we'll do is we will find funding to put them into a B&B for 3 nights just to give them some respite if they're in a really bad way. And when we put somebody into a B&B, you know, a lot of the time they'll just have a kettle or a microwave, that's all they'll have. So we're always looking for UHT milk.
Right.
It sounds silly, but we can give them, if they we put them into the B&B, we can give them UHT milk, we can give them a box of cereal, pot noodles, we can give them a pot noodle so they can have a bit of lunch. And then in the evening, they'll usually come to us, you know, for dinner. But yeah, it's tinned protein, microwave rice, UHT milk, cereal, those sorts of things, toiletries, you know, shower gel, shampoo. Coming up towards the summer, we go through so many bottles of water. Obviously, during the day at the centre, we use tap water in a jug. But at night time, when the outreach team go out, especially if it gets really hot, we'll always have cold bottles of water in our van to give out, you know, so we go through a lot of that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is clothes, always tracksuit bottoms, hoodies, t-shirts, trainers, underwear.
Right.
All things like that. So they're probably the main things that we would, towels, so if we put somebody in, bedding, yeah, yep. We take all that.
Lovely. Right, so I suppose we're ready to look at our interviewees. We're ready to
yes.
have our interviewees on.
Yes, so two of the guys
yep.
have agreed to come down today, and these are two guys that we support at St. Vincent's.
Yep.
They come down most days, and they're an absolute pleasure to work with. Mm. Yeah, they're just great, and it's just lovely to be able to bring them down and let them share their story of loneliness and how yeah. the centre has helped them on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, no, it'll be fantastic. We can't wait to hear some stories.
Great.
The people who have benefited from
lovely
since. Okay, so we are with James, who is a patron of SVPs. And we've just got a few questions to ask you, James. So our first question is, how has loneliness affected your life in the past?
It's affected me big time in loneliness. I don't know about the average Joe, but for me it's hard because I've had head injuries and stuff like that, you know. I was finding it hard, but until I found SVP, and these people have helped me a great deal. And I just, that's my place to go every day, I just go there every day.
Yeah. And they've helped you to deal with those feelings of loneliness. Amazing.
They've got everything there. They've got food, you know, they'll help you out with any aspects of homelessness, and housing and your benefits. And they've got pool tables and they've got games down there, you know.
Yeah.
And there's never any trouble down there.
Lovely.
Not when I'm down there.
So it's got a real sense of community.
Yeah.
Which helps with feelings of loneliness. Yeah, amazing. So how do you deal with those feelings of loneliness? What is it that you do on a day-to-day basis? What has St. Vincent's taught you about dealing with loneliness? What tactics, what tools have they given you?
They give me a sense of purpose. You know, I find I can deal with things better now because they're there and because they're there and they give me ideas. They put ideas in my head what I can do, you know.
Yeah.
I go along with them and I volunteer there, so it's really great for me. I love it.
Wonderful. So what volunteering are you helping with at St. Vincent's?
I do like general cleaning. I generally help around the place and whatever needs to be done, cleaning up, putting out clothing for homes and stuff, food and that.
Right, amazing. So helping with like food banks.
Yeah,
amazing. Do you have any advice for people who are dealing with loneliness?
Don't just sit about on your bottom, twiddling your thumbs. Get something to find something to do. Go to the gym. Find a hobby. Find some hobbies you can do. There's lots of hobbies you can do, isn't there?
Yeah. Okay, we are here with Matty from SVPS. Matty, how has loneliness affected you?
As I said earlier, basically my whole life has been drug orientated. I went to prison in 2009 and come out and wanted to get into recovery. So I had to lose everything. Drugs was my financial gain, it was my social circle, it was everything. So going into recovery, I lost all that, I lost my partner. So I was truly alone, and that was really daunting for the first month.
Yeah.
And I had a slip in the first month as well, I went back to drugs. That was June the 12th last year. After that, I found someone by word of mouth introduced me to SVP, and I basically got down and I immersed myself into all the activities. But then I found that was too much, so I sort of picked the ones that I liked to do. And then I done some training with them. They gave me the chance to do some training. I done mental health first aid, advanced trauma, suicide awareness. And then they gave me the opportunity of being a pioneer volunteer, which I've then gone on to do further training with Smart Recovery facilitating. They got me a grant to give me a, to get me a laptop to help with that. I've also done psychoeducation, ADHD, and outside of SVP, but it helps with SVP. And it's basically, they just give me a purpose again, you know, everything. I thought all my friends were gone, my partner was gone, but since getting in touch with SVP, it's given me a purpose again. And now I'm looking at prospects like that. I do another project where we go into schools and give talks on poverty and educate the kids, which, I mean, we've had like NatWest Bank looking at backing us and things like that, so that could go massive, you know. So now I'm looking at probably getting paid employment through SVP. So basically they've given me my life back, you know. I've got a good relationship with my mum now.
Amazing.
Which I've never had. I didn't speak to her for like 7 years. But we speak every day now.
So it sounds like St Vincent's has really helped you to turn those feelings of loneliness around.
Not just that, it's given me more. It's given me more recovery. You know, I'm drug and alcohol free now for a year in a couple of weeks, and that is unheard of. And if it weren't for SVP, SVP has given me an outlook socially. I've met friends down there which I class as good friends, you know, and just generally having a purpose for something to do every day. I go and volunteer every day.
Yep.
And now I've sort of carved out a couple of niches which are projects that are just sort of guided around what I want to do. And if I'm giving a bit back at the same time, it helps, you know. Hopefully now I'm helping other people with their loneliness.
Yeah.
Getting back into society, being a productive member of society again.
All right. Fantastic. So that really does sound that that's how you're dealing with those feelings of loneliness.
Definitely,
as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's really hard to start with, you know, because as I say, I lost everything with giving up the drugs, and I really was thinking at one point, what's the point in giving it up if I'm losing all this?
Yeah.
And I didn't see an outcome, you know. But now with SVP's help, I've got a life back, you know. And now I've got a couple of avenues that are quite promising for a good future.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's how you're dealing with those feelings of loneliness.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And do you have any advice for people who are dealing with loneliness, who are dealing with perhaps drug or alcohol problems?
Seek help. You've got a lot of... In Southend at the minute, I've just been off to be on a board of commissioners with the council to give a life aspect of recovery in Southend and where the services are going wrong and where they're going right. So there's a big revamp, especially for drugs and alcohol in Southend at the minute. The council are putting massive amounts of money into supporting the recovery scene. So there's like NA, you've got AA, you've got STARS, you've got Smart Recovery SVP, as well as other Smart Recovery meetings throughout the town. There's options for you out there, you know, you've just got to take that first step. And then I think everything naturally grows from there. So there's no need to be lonely. Pop into SVP for the centre, even if it's just for a cup of tea and a chat. And you'll generally just start talking to people.
Right.
And I think that has a natural progression and just leads off into different avenues. And before long, you'll find yourself with a new social circle and hopefully getting back into life.
Fantastic. That sounds like really good advice.
No, I think...
It's really, really good advice.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much for coming in today, Amanda, and for letting our listeners know about the fantastic services that are offered by St Vincent's. What have you guys got planned for the rest of the week?
No problem, it's a pleasure to come in. So today's the start of Volunteer Week.
Uh-huh.
So a lot between this Thursday and next Thursday, we'll be concentrating on our volunteers.
Right.
So tonight we have a quiz night for them.
Ooh.
Then we have lunch on, that's for today.
Yeah.
And then for the rest of the week, next Tuesday, we'll give out certificates to all our volunteers. Right. And we have the local mayor coming in to give those out.
Oh,
so we'll
amazing.
Have lunch. Because only for our volunteers, and these guys volunteer that you've just both listened to, only for our volunteers, SVP would not be able to run. They are the backbone of, you know, St. Vincent's. You know, we obviously we have paid members of staff because there has to be accountability.
Yeah.
But it is the volunteers that, you know, make it all happen. So, it'll just be a nice week spending time with our volunteers and showing our appreciation of
amazing.
Them.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
That's it from us today. So if you haven't already, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube at The Wave South End. Feel free to leave us a message to let us know what you think.